Welcome to our podcast where we explore the fascinating world of cybersecurity and uncover the challenges and advancements in protecting our digital lives. In recent FBI-related news, a significant data breach occurred at a plastic surgeon's office involving stolen nude photos that were then posted online. This case has triggered an FBI investigation due to grave privacy concerns and the exposure of sensitive healthcare information vulnerabilities. In separate cybersecurity developments, the notorious Hive ransomware, renamed as Hunters International, is back in action. This malware encrypts victims' data, demanding a ransom for its release. However, the cybersecurity firm Bitdefender has taken this threat head-on, developing protective measures for individuals and organizations potentially impacted by such cybercrimes. Additionally, the FBI has issued an advisory concerning callback phishing, an emerging cyber threat scheme. This strategy starts with what appears to be a legitimate interaction, like a customer support call, but subsequently lures victims into revealing sensitive information or conducting financial transactions. The FBI urges everyone to stay watchful and wary when interacting with unknown individuals or organizations to avoid falling prey to these scams. Stay tuned as we continue to report on ongoing investigations and cybersecurity threats in future FBI updates. In France, an investigation is currently ongoing regarding potential Russian involvement in the proliferation of graffiti featuring Stars of David across Paris. French authorities have suggested that Russia may have instigated a digital campaign to intentionally escalate the controversy surrounding the graffiti, exploiting its sensitive nature to incite discord within French society. This graffiti has been a subject of concern due to its interpretation as an act of anti-Semitism. However, the French government has now made the claim that Russia might be the instigator behind this situation. By allegedly employing online methods to amplify the contentious issue, it appears that the objective may be to further destabilize the country. France's accusation presents an additional layer to the purported cyber activities of the Russian government. Tensions were already strained between Russia and various Western nations such as the United States and the United Kingdom, making these new allegations a further test of diplomatic relations. As the investigations progress, the next steps for both France and Russia concerning this issue remain unclear. Further evidence is required to substantiate the assertions made by the French government. Meanwhile, the Stars of David graffiti continue to ignite controversy, symbolizing both anti-Semitism and the alleged interference of a foreign power. In recent Israel news, the security situation in Gaza is under continuous scrutiny. Israel's government stated it aims to take indefinite security responsibility in the area after recent clashes. However, newly surfaced video content, reportedly showing military vehicles being neutralized in Gaza, causes doubts about the feasibility of this impending security plan. Some commentators have gone so far as to liken the situation to the video game PUBG, picturing Gaza as an underground city. Simultaneously, potential threats are not confined to one area as missile sirens have been triggered on Israel's northern border, escalating tensions in the region. This event underscores recurring worries about potential security issues from various sides. Furthermore, these sirens have not been limited to the northern border. Alarms have also been raised in the heart of Israel, thereby amplifying unease among the populace and reminding residents of the constant readiness needed in face of possible security threats. Despite this stressful atmosphere, proactive safety measures are afoot. The Jewish community in Cleveland is launching an initiative to provide citizens with vital skills to navigate and survive in chaotic situations. Trainees will learn how to react effectively in the crucial time frame between an armed attack occurrence and the arrival of professional first responders. Such an initiative is a significant move towards boosting community resilience in these unpredictable times. While the region remains embroiled in tension, it's critical for government authorities and civilians alike to stay alert and prioritize security to safeguard everyone's safety and well-being. Google's cloud services provider, Cloudflare, has faced a significant outage due to a reported DDoS attack, purportedly orchestrated by anonymous Sudan. This disruption is also leading to errors in Google services, with users coming across with sorry messages while trying to use various Google platforms. In the meantime, Google has launched a novel video series focusing on cybersecurity. The series aims to navigate the murky waters of cyber attacks, educating users about potential risks and illuminating the intricacies of cyber warfare. Unfortunately, cybercriminals are harnessing Google's advertising platform to disseminate harmful applications. A recent instance involved an app named CPUZ, which, while being a legitimate tool for monitoring system information, was found to be embedded with Redline info stealing malware. Google has spotlighted this occurrence, emphasizing the obstacles in maintaining safety in an increasingly interconnected digital landscape. Forecasting into 2024, Google Cloud's Worldwide Cybersecurity Outlook has earmarked a few remarkable trends. Notably, the emergence of generative AI-based strikes, where AI systems independently create and execute advanced cyber attacks, and an expected increase in actions from nation-state actors in the cyber area, who are likely to adopt novel strategies to compromise targets and potentially destabilize critical infrastructure. Additionally, a recent incident raised Google's alarm about data privacy as a user's stored file was flagged for breaching their terms of service. This incident underlines the crucial need to protect personal data and raises doubts about how much access tech enterprises might have to user data. To sum things up, the reported DDoS attacks on Cloudflare have resulted in ongoing disruptions that are affecting Google services. Additionally, Google is responding by embarking on a campaign to raise awareness about cybersecurity via a new video series. But challenges remain, including harmful applications being pushed through Google Ads and a forecast of potential cybersecurity trends in 2024. Microsoft has recently highlighted the growing prevalence of code injection techniques used by attackers to hide malicious code within legitimate processes. This development stresses the importance of robust cybersecurity measures. On the bright side, Microsoft is adding new cybersecurity features to Windows 11, demonstrating their innovative advancements in healthcare technology. This shows Microsoft's dedication to improving data security and privacy in the critically important healthcare sector. However, not all developments have been positive. For instance, Microsoft has reported on the timing of Iran's cyberattacks on Israel, stating they occurred post-Hamas conflict rather than simultaneously. This reveals the opportunistic nature of the attackers. Furthermore, it was found that the cyber operations during the conflict were improvised, with Iranian hackers caught off guard by the initial Hamas attack. These observations underline the unpredictability of cyber warfare and the vital need for constant security reinforcement. Additional concerns have arisen with the discovery of limited attacks that exploit a zero-day flaw in SysAid software. The attacks have been deployed to introduce CLOP ransomware on corporate servers, indicating how imperative it is for organizations to promptly resolve vulnerabilities and protect their systems. Compounding concerns, it appears that Windows 11 Update 23H2 has been obtaining users' IMAP credentials undesirably, raising doubts about the integrity of the update procedure. This issue underscores the need for user caution and vigilance in safeguarding personal information. Despite these issues, Microsoft continues to enhance data protection in healthcare through Windows 11's new cybersecurity features. Building on the legacy of both IBM and Microsoft, these additions aim to further secure patient information. In summary, it's essential for organizations and individuals to stay informed about the latest security updates and persistently protect against cyber threats. Given the ongoing Iran-Israel cyber conflict, all reports of cyberattacks should be met with skepticism, while recognizing the growing sophistication of attackers in exploiting system vulnerabilities. Importantly, Windows 11 offers improved cybersecurity for healthcare settings, emphasizing commitment towards data protection and privacy in this crucial domain. ICBC, China's largest lender, has recently suffered a ransomware attack from a cyber gang identified as Lockbit, resulting in significant disruptions in the U.S. Treasury market. This has forced the bank's trading arm to use an alternate method of trading through USB stick. Efforts to recover from the attack are ongoing and containment measures have been established. The attack has caught the eye of international regulators and traders, who are analyzing the situation meticulously. The fallout has influenced fixed income and equity transactions in the U.S. Treasury market, but ICBC is actively working to minimize potential damages and emphasizes that the overall impact is limited and the situation is nearing resolution. Furthermore, this incident highlights a larger trend within China, where the development of the cybersecurity sector is becoming increasingly apparent amid tech competition with the U.S. Beijing appears to have a strong incentive to cultivate local cybersecurity solutions and fortify its digital defense capabilities. It's important to mention that this cyberattack on ICBC is not an exclusive event. The group responsible for the hack seems to be focusing on a range of global businesses, affecting various sectors. The incident at ICBC, being the world's largest bank, has sent a ripple effect throughout the financial industry. To manage the continuously evolving situation, ICBC, along with the other companies affected, must persist in strengthening their cybersecurity measures to ward off potential future attacks. Given the escalation of cyber threats, it's crucial for all organizations to stay alert and proactive in protecting their systems and data. In recent news released by Mandiant, a Google LLC unit, we have identified Russian hackers as responsible for a power outage in Ukraine in 2022, coinciding with missile strikes in the region. This sandworm cyber attack specifically targeted Ukraine's electric utility. The timing, coinciding with the Russian army's missile strikes, points towards a coordinated effort by the Russian Sandworm Advanced Persistent Threat, APT, group. The potential aftereffects of such infractions are gravely concerning. With the ability to disrupt power supply, the impact can be severe for both individuals and organizations, and more so when they occur amidst mass missile strikes. This adds another layer of complexity to an already volatile situation. These findings emphasize the continuous threat from state-sponsored cyber attacks and highlight the urgency for enhanced cybersecurity measures. Such attacks can have implications beyond national boundaries, thus underlining the necessity for international cooperation and collaborative information sharing to counter these sophisticated threats. We'll keep you updated on this developing narrative and the strides being made to fortify cyber defenses in response to these assaults. Sentinel, one, a cybersecurity firm, has made two major announcements. First, they have partnered with Snyke to enhance the security of applications through an integration of their cloud workload protection platform with Snyke Container. This collaboration will improve cloud threat detection and streamline issue resolution processes to ensure thorough protection. Additionally, SentinelOne disclosed plans to acquire the reputable cybersecurity consulting firm, Krebs Stamos Group. The acquisition will lead to the creation of a new entity known as PinnacleOne Strategic Advisory Group. This move will broaden SentinelOne's cybersecurity consultancy capabilities, allowing them to provide more strategic guidance to their clients. Both of these developments underscore SentinelOne's ceaseless dedication towards leading the application security landscape. Keep an eye out for more updates on these exciting partnerships and acquisitions. OpenAI has recently faced multiple issues that have disrupted the functionality of its ChatGPT platform and other services. The platform had experienced a series of distributed denial-of-service (DDoS) attacks since November 8, which has significantly affected its performance and caused intermittent outages. Additionally, the outages have impacted OpenAI's other services and compromised the popularity of ChatGPT and its APIs among users. There are two entities claiming responsibility for the attacks: Russian-linked hackers and Anonymous Sudan. The cybersecurity community is associating these attacks with Kremlin's priorities, suggesting a possible motive for the incidents. Anonymous Sudan, on the other hand, is claiming to have launched a Layer 7 DDoS attack on the ChatGPT platform, causing disruptions. At this point, it is unclear who is the actual offender behind the attacks. Concerns have also been raised about privacy risks while using language model, LLM models on rented GPUs. The users are apprehensive about the type of information that rental services can access and whether such services keep a log of the original prompts used in the models. In response to the challenges, OpenAI has initiated a dataset sharing program that aims to enhance the robustness and resiliency of their platforms against attacks in the future. The organization has also confirmed the severity of the outages caused by the DDoS attacks, affecting ChatGPT and its API services. OpenAI assures it's actively addressing these issues to maximize the overall system security and offer users a reliable experience. In recent Poloniex news, the cryptocurrency exchange has been hit by a significant security breach, resulting in a $114 million theft from its hot wallet, causing massive shockwaves within the crypto community. The hacking was discovered by PeckShield, a blockchain security firm, which detected unusual activity in Poloniex's wallet, indicating a potential loss of approximately $60 million. This incident has underscored the susceptibility of cryptocurrency exchanges to such attacks. Thankfully, amid the alarming situation, Justin Sun, the reputable cryptocurrency entrepreneur, founder of Tron, and owner of Poloniex since 2019, is committed to amending the situation. He has assured users on his determination to regain their trust by guaranteeing the recovery of the stolen funds. Simultaneously, Poloniex announced a 5% reward to anyone capable of aiding in the recovery of stolen cryptocurrencies. The intention behind this is to motivate those with valuable information that could facilitate the retrieval of the stolen assets. The crypto community is optimistic that with the joint efforts of Justin Sun, Poloniex, and others in the community, they can track down the perpetrators and retrieve the lost funds. This incident points out the critical need for stringent security measures in the cryptocurrency industry to protect users' assets and maintain credibility in the sector. Russian hackers from the infamous Sandworm Group have sparked concerns about Ukraine's defense capabilities and Russia's advanced offensive operational technology, skills. This followed the group causing a blackout in Ukraine in conjunction with a missile strike. Mandiant, a division of Google, reported that these cyberattackers have made a significant leap forward in Russia's offensive capacity by successfully targeting and disrupting Ukraine's power grid using a new cyber attack strategy. This incident underscores the potential vulnerability of critical infrastructures to cyber attacks. the Sandworm Group, known for their affiliations with the Russian government and prior involvement in numerous cyber attacks, has triggered questions about countries' ability to counter such assaults. The blackout during a missile strike serves as a stern reminder of the possible ramifications of cyber attacks on national security and crucial infrastructure. The latest events revolving around the Sandworm Group point out the persistent danger posed by state-sponsored cyber attackers, emphasizing the need for persistent alertness and increased investment in cybersecurity strategies. CIS-8 IT support software has recently fallen victim to the CL0P ransomware group exploiting a zero-day vulnerability. This occurred following their previous exploitation of the MOVEit file transfer software. Microsoft has reported similar targeting of this CIS-8 vulnerability by a Russian ransomware gang and has attributed this incident to the Lace Tempest group. This same vulnerability was actively employed by a different threat group relating to the MOVEit transfer attack. The CL0P ransomware group was able to use this zero-day flaw to infiltrate corporate servers, leading to data theft and ransomware deployment. CIS-8 has promptly cautioned its clients about this exploitation and urged them to apply software patches as preventative measures against potential attacks orchestrated by the ransomware group. This string of events underscores the importance of keeping software updated with patches, which is further emphasized by a recent cyber attack on Ukraine's power system by Russia's Sandworm gang. These incidents serve as a strong reminder of the necessity of software patching and safeguarding against such cyber threats. Thank you for tuning into today's episode on cybersecurity, where we explored the importance of protecting your digital assets and staying vigilant against online threats to ensure a safer and more secure digital world.